This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli military spokesperson Daniel Hagari said Sunday dozens of terrorists had surrendered to Israeli forces amid their ground offensive in the Gaza Strip. Israel has confirmed it has been detaining increasing numbers of Palestinian men for interrogation as it pushes ahead with its war effort. Hagari said the arrest took place in two Hamas strongholds. Those believed to be U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas members are taken away for investigation, while others are told to head south. Newly inaugurated Argentine President Javier Milei warned of a sharp and painful economic shock to come for the country in his maiden speech on Sunday, Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral reports.
The former TV pundit, who shot to fame with expletive-ridden tirades against his rivals, takes over from an unpopular outgoing center-left president. But Milei will still need to negotiate with rivals in Congress, where his libertarian coalition only has a small bloc. He's allied with the main conservative grouping and has moderated his tone in the last few weeks. Milei packed his first cabinet with mainstream conservatives and has put more radical ideas like dollarization onto the back burner.
Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral. Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky will travel to Washington Tuesday to meet U.S. President Joe Biden and plead his case before Republicans balking at sending more money for his fight against Russia amid warnings aid will run out in weeks. In a flurry of diplomatic activity after the White House announced Zelensky's visit, an aide for Mike Johnson said the new Republican speaker for the House of Representatives will also meet with the Ukrainian leader on Tuesday. This is VOA News. Ukrainian soldiers are again readying